हेलो स्टूडेंट्स, वेलकम टू अकाउंटेंसी स्पेशल पर्पस बुक्स मॉड्यूल 1। इन दिस मॉड्यूल वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस अबाउट द स्पेशल पर्पस बुक्स। इट कैन बी क्लासिफाइड इन टू कैटेगरीज। फर्स्ट वन कैश बुक एंड अदर बुक्स। As the business grow and number of transaction increase, it becomes necessary for the business to divide the recording work. The book maintained are illustrated below. Here, cash and bank related transactions, only cash and cash bank transaction, cash payment to a small amount, these transactions are recorded in a cash book, in a simple column cash book, double column cash book, or in a petty cash book. Remaining transaction other than cash and bank related to the credit sales, credit purchase, sales return, purchase return, these are recorded in sales book, purchase book, sales return book, and purchase return books. Here are some advantage of maintaining subsidiary books or special purpose book. First one, division of work. We can make the division of work so that we can exactly find out which type of the information we needed from a particular book. Specialization. Next, easy to maintain ledger. Next, check on frauds. Next, easy to fix responsibility. Next, quick availability of required information. In cash book, we are going to discuss simple cash book, double column cash book, triple column cash book, or petty cash book. Cash book consists of all the transactions related to the cash. In a simple cash book. In double column cash book, it may be with the cash and bank column, or cash or discount column, or bank or discount column. Here are some points. Remember, cash in hand should be maintained as a debit balance to balance BYD. Only cash receipts and cash payment are entered in a cash book. Then we can prepare a cash book with the cash and bank column. Here, in short, two accounts maintained, cash and bank. So, cash balance entered as a two balance BYD, but bank balance can be entered on a debit side and credit side, depends on its nature. If we are having a deposit into the bank, so we will write into the debit side because that's our assets. If we are having overdraft, so that's a liability, we will enter into the credit side and start the bank column with the buy balance BYD. The most important entry into cash and bank column, that's a contra entry. Contra entry means which having at least two effect, both on the debit as well as credit side. It's indicated with C in a circle. It consists of two transactions, deposit into bank and withdraw from the bank. Some entries related to check. Whenever we make the payment through the check, it will be entered into payment side or credit side with the name of expenses or a person. For example, salary paid by check. So by salary. Check paid to Mr. X. So by Mr. X. Simultaneously, whenever we receiving the check, we will treat it as a cash in hand and enter into the debit side. Petty cash book. Petty cash book is maintained to record the so many amounts so many transactions of small amounts. Next, impress system of petty cashbook. In this system, a particular amount has been given by the head cashier to the petty cashier, which is maintained on regular basis. Some advantage of petty cashbook: saving time and effort, control on petty expenses, and less chance of fraud. I have given some practical questions in this module. So solve these questions. Thank you.